Insurance. See agent Norm Hollis in Alton. Kabul Tire. Dotson Excavating. Western Dairy Transport. People's Community Bank. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Security Bank of the Ozarks. Cheney Monument. Evans Funeral Home. Kabul Medical Clinic. Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy. Town and Country Bank. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply. Fox Funeral Home. The Ozark Trading Post. Champs Fitness. Brawley's Powderhorn. And Woolsey and Sons Drilling and Pump Service. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
And welcome back to Kabul for the final game of day number one in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Alton Comets taking on the Eminence Red Wings, and Alton with an early 6-0 lead on a drive right down the middle. And the lay-in by Jacob Ruddy makes it 8-0. So Alton is flying out of the box in the first 48 seconds. They enjoy an 8-0 lead. The starters for the Alton Comets are Caden Willard, Jacob Ruddy, Kendrick Seacrest, Jaron Holzapple, and Corbin Tharp. Eminent starting five, Mason Foster, Jet Spurgeon, Weston Mays, Brendan Barnes, and Joseph Robinson. So, Eminence trying to figure out a way to put the square wheels on the Alton wagon in the front court. Eminence with the ball on the left sideline. They'll move it out front with Weston Mays to the high post. The pass goes to Mason Foster. Over in the left corner. Cross-court pass, right corner. Can't get the shot away. Good defense by Alton. They get the paint back to the left point. Three ball, launched and good. Brendan Barnes with the first basket for Eminence tonight. It's a three, and it's an 8-3. From the right elbow. A pull-up, no good. Ball slapped along, out of bounds. And it'll go back over to Eminence. Alton and Eminence size-wise match up pretty well. In the backcourt, front court now. Bringing it up, it's Brendan Barnes to the right side, to the baseline. Double team, back out. Barnes faked it, stepped in, shot a 13-footer instead. No good. Rebound, put back, wide open, Mason Foster. Pressure in the backcourt by Eminence. Now step back. A three ball is up. It's in and out. So the rebound comes down to the Red Wing. That's Spurgeon with it. To the right corner. And a whistle. And we got a blocking foul on Alton's Jacob Ruddy. First foul of the basketball game. Over on the right side in the corner, they'll get it to the baseline, and now a foul is called again on Alton. And again, Corbin Tharp with his first foul. Inbound play out front. Alton scored the first eight. Eminence, here's a three in the left corner, they've scored the next eight. Brendan Barnes makes his second three, and suddenly it's an 8-8 ball game. At the point, they're going to shoot the three from there, and that's good. That's good. Now at the left side, here's a three. That's up and good. IPOC knocks it down for three. Down the front. Here's a drive to the hole. Tharp can't get the ball to roll in. Now up the right middle of the court. Up ahead it goes. Foster on the left side. They'll move it around. Tie game at 11. Left baseline drive. They'll cut him off. Double team the ball. Cutting to the hole. Laying it up. No good. Brandon Barnes had an unobstructed path. Couldn't get the ball to fall. Thomas with the ball. From the right side for a three. That's no good. Ball comes long to the right corner. And it's chased down by the Red Wings. And they come back. Over on the left. Down the key, Foster all the way in, left hand. Layup is good, foul on the play, but there's going to be a charge call. That was a play where you could make an argument, yeah, it may have been technically a charge, but the defender was pretty much right under the basket, and you're not supposed to be able to set up there and get a charge call. So the foul is on Mason Foster. For the Red Wings. Tie game at 11 under the 4-minute mark here in quarter one. Kendrick Sechrist puts up a shot. A bad force shot, and it's partially blocked. He took it to the left baseline. Back come Eminence with it. Treading down the middle all the way strong. Lost the ball on the way in. Taken away by Caden Willard. Alton back all the way. Right hand layup off the glass. Good. 13-11. Right side, catch and shoot for a three, and no good. And the ball comes off, back to Alton. Left baseline, they cut off. No, we're going to have a blocking foul call against Eminence, stopping the clock here with 3:18 to go in the first quarter. First foul on Eminence, Brendan Barnes. Here's the inbound ball lost, out of bounds, last touch by Eminent. Alton Comets will throw it in from the left of their own basket, facing the court. Lob out front. Gives the ball in to Jacob Ruddy. Ruddy's played a lot of basketball for the Comets. Out the point, step over for a three ball, no good, and then partially blocked, out of bounds, and he goes back over to the Eminence Red Wing. Full court pressure, long pass up the floor, and it's caught ahead of the field, but no shot available. Bounce pass in, bad pass stolen, thrown away. And we'll get a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout with 2:51 to play in quarter number one with the score, the Alton Comets 13, Eminence Red Wings 11. Back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
Back we come, and welcome back to Kabul. It's 2:40 and counting in quarter number one. And it's the offensive set for this Alton team. They're up by 2, 13-11, over on the right side. Now back to the left point. Nothing open there. They look inside. Underneath, good pass. Cut the catch, and the shot is up and in by Jaron Holzapfel. He cut from the right corner, wide open underneath. And now, here's the shot. No good. Ball Lewis picked up inside. Up, no good, but a foul on the play, and that'll put Spurgeon on the free throw line. Jet Spurgeon, a freshman, will be at the line. First foul call of the game on Jaron Holzapfel for Alton. Here's the first free throw for the lefty, and it's up and good. We have some extremely young basketball teams in this tournament this week. Eminence Red Wings and Alton Comets, both. Here's the next one, no good. Eminence has four seniors on their roster. Here's a pull-up from 13. Fadeaway is good. Ducked in by Jacob Ruddy. He's got 8 points. 17-12, 1:52 to go. First quarter. Out front, Holzapfel moves it over on the left wing. Now gets it to Ipock. Ipock over. Gets Spurgeon. Spurgeon drives left. Behind the back move. Knocked away from him. Loose on the deck. Picked up. Stolen. Alton comes back with it. They'll drive it all the way in. Left-hand shot high off the glass. It's good. Really good shot that time. Again, Aaron Holzapfel. And we're going to get another timeout. With 1:28 to go in the first quarter, it's another 30-second timeout with a score. Alton 19, Eminence 12. Back in 30 on KD on the Ozark Radio Network.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tragedy info. 19-12, we come back to it, and it's the Red Wings with the basketball in the backcourt. They're down by 7 with a minute and a half to go in the quarter number 1. Both teams have had their moments. Alton scored the first 8 of the game. Then Eminence scored the next 8. It's 19-12. That's a point. Three ball is open and good. Knocked in by Brendan Barnes for Eminence. He's made 3 threes. It's 19-15. Over on the left, Caden Willard at the point. They get inside, knocked away from Tharp. And Eminence comes away with the steal. On the left wing, up fake to the elbow. To the right point, three ball, Foster no good. Rebound, though, inside. Pump fake up by Spurgeon. That's good. Gets Spurgeon, makes it a two-point game. 35 seconds and counting in the first. Up the right side, Willard will get it over the timeline. They'll reset. Alton Comets in the white with the blue and gold trim. Eminence Red Wings in the red with the black and white trim. At the left point, three is launched off the mark, rebounded by Eminence. Spurgeon now up the left side. Good pass, two-on-two break. Feed it across, bad pass, stole it away. And a foul in the backcourt with 6 seconds to play in the first. Eminence had the advantage number-wise there on the play, but in that particular case, anytime you're 6 feet or closer to the basket, you need to shoot the ball. Here's a three shot for the first quarter of Horn. That's short, and that's the end of the quarter. A tight one after one, a good one. Alton leading Eminence 19-17. Back in 1 minute on the clock.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Nineteen 17-17 is your score after one. Here's the Caboodle Holiday Tournament. Game 8, the last game of the day. We've been running a little bit ahead of schedule. At midcourt, that's played in by Eminence. A 2 with Ty, a 3 to take the lead. Over on the right side of the floor, Morgan Ipock with it. On the bounce, now kicks it over on the right side. Gets it there to Braden Vincent. Ball nearly got loose. And now it's kicked across the court, down the key, to the right corner. On the baseline, the drive. Spurgeon, up and under, no good. And a fight for the rebound. And jump ball call, and it'll be Alton with the possession. The game of basketball has changed so much, especially in the last 10 years. Here's an up and under. What a great shot that was. A little spin shot by Caden Willard, who has 6. Good penetration by Willard, the junior. 21-17. Out near the timeline, taking their time, Brandon Barnes to the baseline. Goes up, and a whistle and a foul will be called. Grant Cawthon with a foul, his first. He just came in a little while ago. And if they're going to leave him guarding Spurgeon, that's a break for Eminence, I think, from a quickness standpoint. Barnes on the left side for Eminence. Now Spurgeon on the left corner, in the left corner. Gets it to Ipock, hands it off Spurgeon all the way in, pump fake. Goes up, got it blocked, tipped away, picked it back up again. Ipock with it. Steps through, puts it up, and down on the floor, foul will be called for the shot. Blocking foul on Raheem Diaz. I'm sorry, that'll be on Mason Simmons. Simmons with the foul. Inbound play for Eminence. Down by 4. Morgan Ipock picks up the dribble. Cross-court pass. The middle is wide open. You can get by your man or get a screen and cut off somebody. Foster to the point. Dribbling over and down the key. Spurgeon inside-out pass. Left quarter. Wide open 3. Good. Braden Vincent. Front court for Alton. Their lead is 1. Bounce pass in. Bad pass. It was deflected out of bounds. And stays with Alton. Alton and Eminence. Be interesting to know how many times these two schools have played one another in basketball. Something like a jillion. Sharp at the offensive end for Alton. Has it slapped away from behind by Foster. And it will stay with Alton. 5:44 to go in the half. 21-20. Inbound Sharp on the baseline. Follow away shot is good. Not an easy shot. Corbin Sharp with his first basket. 23-20. Spurgeon to the left corner now, Barnes. He shot the ball well so far tonight for Eminence. Spurgeon hands, they curl over the top with Foster. And now Foster gets it back, puts it up high off the board, and good. Terrific shot against the body, coming down the left side of the lane, shot it with the right hand off the board. Foster has 7. And now blocking foul is a defensive end for Eminence. And the Comets will draw the foul. And that's going to be on Jet Spurgeon, his first. Inbound play, left quarter, driving the baseline. Fall away, tough shot from 12, way short, no good by Willard. Taken away by Spurgeon, up the side. Here's Foster. Back to the point. Over on the right side, Spurgeon back over. Eminence being very methodical here, making Alton play defense and work. One-point game baseline, driving on the baseline, up and oh, bad break as it rimmed out, spun out off Barnes' right hand. That's bad luck. Still 23-22, 4:20 to play. Caden Willard over on the left side gets it to Grant Coffin. Coffin back out to the point to Jacob Ruddy, the junior. Passes it to another junior, Coffin. Back at the left elbow, Tharp. Bulls his way in, puts it up with the left hand, and it's good. Tharp just put his shoulder into him and just pushed him back. Which is exactly what he should do until they tell him you can't do that. And that may happen before the game's over. Here's a drive into the lane and a reach-in foul be called against the Alton Comets, stopping the clock at 3:40. Hibbett's head coach, Casey Yardley. Nice guy. Inbound play underneath. Good pass, catch, shoot, good. From just underneath, Brendan Barnes now with 11 points. His first three baskets were all threes. 25-24. In the paint. Ball trapped, lost, picked up. Off the steal. Alton's second turnover on the baseline. Now the chance to get the lead. Eminence to the low block inside. Up and under. Left hand. Good. Foul the play. And the basket counts. They really posted up. Mason Foster just right under the basket. It is. The foul is going to be on Coffin. That'll be his second. There's nothing he could do. Once Foster caught the pass, it was over. And his free throw is no good. So not a three-point play, but a one-point lead now for Eminence. And back come the Comets quickly, and they lose the ball on the dribble. To the left wing. Open three. It's no good. Ball will come back long toward the shooter, but picked up by Alton and Sechrist. Long pass ahead is too far out of bounds. Alton is just playing out of control right now. It seems like they'd like to play a faster pace, but they have done a poor job taking care of the ball. They've turned it over four times, three in this quarter. And now, Eminence with the ball up 1-2-43 and counting in the first half from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Foster in the right corner against the Alton defense. It looks like they're playing man-to-man, right? They are playing man-to-man. High screen. Spurgeon kicks it left wing. Barnes underneath. There's the matchup. And up with it strong. Foster up and good. He was triple-teamed once he caught the ball underneath. Still able to get the ball to the rim. 28-25. Three-point lead. Biggest of the game for the Eminence Red Wings. Down the lane. Here's a pull-up from 10 feet. Won't fall. Ball is loose on the deck. Picked up by Foster. For Eminence. Spurgeon down the right corner. It's driving in, shot off the glass. It's no good. Bad break for Barnes. He short-armed that one a little bit. And now Alton. And a reach-in foul. Caden Willard was cutting across the lane. And a foul is called. I think Weston Mays, yes, that's his second. Now the inbound play. Underneath, good pass. Catch by Tharp, plays it up and in. Mason Foster took a chance on a steal, missed it, and Tharp was there. We're in the second quarter. 28-27. Eminence ball, they're up by one. Trailed right off the jump inside the first minute. They were down 8-0. And then after a timeout, bought back, evened it up. Mason Foster left side to the baseline, backs in against Tharp, gets bodied up, back out to the point. Spurgeon dribbles over, bounce pass back door, layup right hand, good! Nice play, Weston Mays with the finish. 30-27. Right now, eminence just seems sharper, and I say that. And the Comets, Jacob Ruddy dribbles it out of bounds off his leg on the far sideline for their fourth turnover of quarter number two. And now the whistles blow repeatedly. Evidently, we weren't ready to go, even though the official threw the kid the ball to throw it in. So, Mason Foster walks it over the timeline. He's got 11 points. Backdoor cut. Spurgeon goes up inside, around. No good. Bad break. Wouldn't fall. Rebound. Nice one by Tharp. Big Corbin Tharp. Here's a drive from the left side. Up and no good by Eli Simmons, but he'll draw a foul and he'll shoot two. For Alton. Logan Sullivan will be called for the foul for eminence. First free throw try here is good by Eli Simmons for Alton. That was the first free throw attempt of the night for Alton. Here's the next try, and good. The lefty makes them both. 30-29. 27 seconds left in the half. Alton will go for one here. 20 seconds left. Weston Mays out front with it now. Morgan Ipott. He's pressured. He's got problems. Cross court pass near the timeline. 7 seconds to go. Down the key, little drive, kick it back outside on back pass. Taken back. Will they get a shot away? Up a three at the horn. Banked off the board and no good. That's the end of the first half with the score. A good game. Eminence Red Wings 30. Alton Comets 29. Back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent...
Stop in at Brawley's Powder Horn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powder Horn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
Santa shops at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Curtis. We have something for everyone on your Christmas list with the perfect gifts for the whole family. Quality merchandise, a huge selection, and big smiles as they unwrap just what they wanted from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Plus, we have savings throughout the store. Merry Christmas.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
right. Halftime, 30-29. We've got a really good game here wrapping up today, and a lot of the time that seems to happen here at the end of the Cabool Holiday Tournament in day one. The first quarter, this game's been generally tight, with the exception of the very start. It was 8-0. Alton took a quick lead on the shooting, on some good outside shooting. Kendrick Sechrest and Jacob Ruddy. Before you knew it, it was 8-0. But then, after Casey Yardley called a timeout, Evans really settled in and were able to tie the game at 8. Alton regained the lead and had it for much of the first half. But Eminence never went away, and Eminence played better as the half went on. They were by far the better team in the second quarter, as Eminence outscored Alton in the second stanza, 13-10, scored in the first half of the ball game for the Eminence Red Wings. Mason Foster, who, speed of getting better, he just got better and better as the half went on. He's got 11 points. So does Brendan Barnes. He got Eminence out of the hole early. He made 3 threes. Also, with 3 points, Jet Spurgeon, 2 points for Weston Mays, and 3 for Braden Vincent. The Elton Comets scoring goes like this, pretty balanced. 6 points for Caden Willard, 7 for Jacob Ruddy, 3 for Kendrick Sechrest, 4 points for Jaron Holzapfel, 6 for Corbin Tharp in the second quarter, all of those came, and 2 for Eli Simmons. This is just a tight game between two very evenly matched teams. One big difference, and the main reason that Eminence was able to overtake Alton, they did have as much as a 3-point lead in the second half late. Biggest lead for Alton in this game has been 8 points. But the one statistic that does not lie in this particular case, in the second quarter, Alton had 4 turnovers, Eminence had none. And without those empty possessions, Eminence took advantage of that and were able to take the lead in the ball game by 1 here at halftime. 30-29, and this is the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And our thanks to our corporate sponsors, Keller Williams, Audrey Boyle, along with County Fuels and Town and Country Supermarket. And we also thank Norm Hollis, shelter agent in Alton. And also, thanks to Dos Rios. Love that place. That is a tasty place. Dos Rios in Eminence, along with Security Bank of the Ozarks. And seeing Security Bank of the Ozarks reminds me, I have had the good fortune over the past, I'd say probably 15 years, maybe, along the way in those 15 years, I've had the fun and privilege of broadcasting a lot of Eminence basketball games. In fact, I was fortunate enough to call state championship wins for both the Eminence Red Wings and for the Lady Red Wings. So those were thrills. And I've got to see some historic moments in Eminence basketball history. And here tonight, the Red Wings are playing pretty good. They travel well. They bring fans with them anywhere they play. And tonight they lead by 1. And 30-29 is the halftime score. We're back with the second half coming up in 3 minutes on the Fox.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Hey everybody, Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. We've got some warm temperatures right now, but don't get too comfy. That's going to change Sunday night. Tonight's low 49 or so. Tomorrow's high 70 with a low of 62, and Sunday is supposed to get up to around 71 by noontime, but then drop off pretty hard down to 20 degrees for a low, with there also being a strong possibility of rain. More at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts. New Jersey and parts of New York declare states of emergency as a powerful winter storm rolls in with heavy snow and dangerous travel conditions. Fox Weather's Jane Menard.
New York City expecting upwards of 6+ inches of snow. Flights have been disrupted big time. Out of New York, 800 cancellations and counting. That put their misery index at a level 3.
And that does not include the people traveling by car. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump in Florida on Sunday as they work on a peace plan.
Zelensky is proposing a ceasefire and a demilitarized zone in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. But in an interview with Politico, President Trump says Zelensky doesn't have anything until I approve it.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's listening to Fox News.
A KFC tale in the pursuit of flavor. The holidays were tricky for the Colonel. He loved people, but he also loved peace and quiet. So he cooked up KFC's $4.99 chicken pot pie. Warm, flaky, with savory sauce and vegetables. It's a tender, chicken-filled excuse to get some time to yourself and step away from decking the halls, whatever that means. The Colonel lived, so we could chicken. KFC's Chicken Pot Pie, the best $4.99 you'll spend this season.
Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
For delicious meals, you could go out to eat, or spend hours in the kitchen, or you could just make a Marie Callender's meal. Yeah, you heard me. Marie Callender's classic chicken parmigiana bowl is delicious, with scratch-made marinara sauce, creamy mozzarella cheese, and no preservatives. It's high in protein, with 30 grams per serving. Marie Callender's, what having it all tastes like.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is your car speaking, and winter's coming. My tires are slipping. My tread span. One snowflake, and we're skating. Please call Kabul Tires.
Stay safe this winter with new tires and expert service. Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
We come back, the second half is underway, and as I say that, the ball goes through the hoop off the fingertips of Caden Willard for Alton. First basket of the second half, and now Alton back on top, 31-30. Starting five for each team, starting the second half, and in the left corner. Foster out to the point, Spurgeon to the corner. Barnes has it. His pass cross is lost, but picked up by Willard, and then we're going to get it. No, it's picked up by Eminence, and there's a timeout called. So I'll save the possession for the Red Wings. 7:07 to go, and 31-30. They're going to make this a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and do the same. Back in 1 minute on the clock.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Stop in at Brawley's Powder Horn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powder Horn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
So it's Eminence basketball coming out of the timeout. in the front court with it. Mason Foster. Over and out. Braden Vincent at the left point. Foster with it, moves over to the left. This is a tight, tight game. This one has the stench of overtime to it, and we're not even close to the fourth quarter. Down the lane, right-hand driving. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play, and Braden Vincent will draw the foul for eminence. Let's see who that foul is on. Here's the first free throw try, and it's good. One more try, and it is no good. So one out of two for Braden Vincent. And Barnes puts it in. They got the loose ball, able to finish. That works out very well, and now a foul at the other end, and a basket will count. Alton quickly beating Eminence down the floor. A holding foul on Braden. Braden Vincent. And now the free throw line. Here's Jaron Holzapfel. The free throw no good, but the rebound taken down by Alton. They dish it across. Bad pass. Loose basketball. We're having a tie-up, and it's going to belong to Eminence this time. Well, actually, possession marker is turned the Alton way, so it will be. I guess we haven't had a tie-up since the start of the half, so that would be correct. Inbounding the basketball for Alton, it's Kendrick Seacrest. He made the first shot of the game. Gets it in, backdoor, good, pass, bump fake, Garpa, no good, but he fouled by Foster. And he'll shoot two. Corbin Tharp and Mason Foster are basically same height. But girth, that's a different story. Caden's a big bone lad. And he'll shoot two. First try is no good. Mason Foster just picked up his second foul for Eminence. Tharp will try one more. Tie game at 33. Trying to give Alton the lead, and he does. Comet. Foster up front. Dribbles down. Backdoor pass. Good feed, and the shot is up and no good. Trying to keep the shot from getting blocked. And Brennan Barnes missed it. Short arm the ball, and now down the lane. Here's a drive and a foul on the Red Wings. So Weston Mays with the foul, number three on him. Alton seems to have taken the momentum here for the time being. Inbound back door, and ball knocked away and stolen. Back in the front court at the left point. Foster with IPOC now gives it to Spurgeon. Gets it across. Down the left corner, ball fake. Spurgeon drives in, goes up, lost it on the way up, tipped out of bounds by Alton. Third quarter from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Dylan Groves stays at work all day and a good part of the night to engineer these ball games from Kabul. Inbound play in the corner, catch and shoot, and it's no good. Rebound is going to be fought for out of bounds. Last touch by Eminent. Weston Mays got a good look in the corner. Couldn't get the ball to go down, though. Seacrest will bring it up now for Alton. Down the key, left-hand drive, layup no good. Rebound put back, and there's Tharp to finish it up. Tharp's got 9 points. Left baseline. Spurgeon drives in, leans in, shoots, and scores. Virgin drove it to the left baseline inside the square and a little short floater down the key the other way. Here's a drive off the board, up and good. Caden Willard answers at the other end. 38-35. 3-point lead now for the Alton Comets. In the right corner, they'll move it outside and now spin it back to the corner. Hand it off to Mays. Here's Foster up and over. Whistle. We'll have a foul call. Foster can get around Corbin Tharp about whenever he feels like it. And we'll probably see him feel more like it as the game goes on here in the second half. Tharp picks up the foul, his second. And that will put Mason Foster at the free throw line. First try is in. 2-point game, 38-36. I think it's going to be hard for either team to get any separation from the other one. Here's the next try, no good. And I say that because they play so much alike. Good crossover move down the lane. Here's a drive up and good. What a shot by Caden Willard. I don't even know how he got rid of the ball. Now at the other end, a long pass ahead. And now Foster with a three at the left point for the Red Wings. No good. And we get a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be against Eminence. That foul on the Red Wings will be Braden Vincent's second. Alton Comets in the front court with Jaron Holzapfel underneath. Bad pass picked up inside. The shot is blocked and a foul on the play. Jeff Spurgeon will be called for the foul on Caden Willard. Willard goes to the line. He has 12 points tonight. In the act of shooting, first try, good. Comets tonight, 4 out of 5 from the line. Second attempt is good. Caden Willard makes a pair. 42-36, that lead back out to 6 now for Alton. And now we'll get a foul call. Dribbling through a double team was Morgan Ipott. That's a third foul on Caden Willard for Alton. And is he still out there? Yes, he is. And now, here's a little teardrop from the left side of the key. No good by Spurgeon. Comets beats him down the floor, step through, lay in good, foul in the play, basket count. Pushing foul call on Morgan Ipott. So, Jacob Ruddy with 7 points. We'll try the 3-point play attempt, and it's good. 45-36. Now, this is the biggest lead for either team. 9 points. In the right corner. Wrap around, feed it back. A little teardrop. Floater is good in the middle of the lane. Dropped in by Jet Spurgeon. He has 7 points. 3:15 to play in the third. Still a long way to go in this game. And now we'll get a foul call at the other end. That foul is going to be on Logan Sullivan for Eminence. And 5 team fouls on the Red Wings. That means 2 shots for Caden Willard. First try, good. Kind of noisy, but good all the same. Next try, no good, too hard. Ball comes off and taken down by the Red Wings. They come back. Brandon Barnes now underneath. Here's a drive. Ball spins off the rim, no good. Put back is no good. The foul will be called against Alton. Corbin Tharp just got his third foul. So Tharp with three. Caden Willard has three. That's pretty big. Free throw shooter is Mason Foster. First try, no good. Eminence has not helped themselves at the line so far tonight. For three, they are 3 for 8 for the ball game. Next try, good. Forty-six, thirty-nine. Down the key all the way, and the defense broke down as Caden Willard attacked the middle and got the lay-in. 48-39. At the right point, to the corner. They'll take it baseline, feed it back on the wraparound, a little teardrop shot, no good. And it's picked up by Coffin. Bounce pass up ahead, layup is up and in, and a whistle and a timeout. Lay-in by Ruddy, assist to Coffin. And timeout. 2:31 to go in the third. It's 11 points now, the difference. Alton has taken an 11-point lead. Score, 50-39. We're back in 1 minute on the Fox.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times. And the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area. Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
.231 to go in the third quarter, and this game at the half was a one-point game with Eminence on top. But now it's an 11-point game in favor of Alton. And Eminence needs to figure some stuff out. Alton goes to a half-court trap. That's really smart. Kristen Robbins decides to change it up after the timeout. Now we'll get a jump ball, and it should be this time Eminence basketball. It'll be thrown in bounds right in front of the Eminence bench by Brendan Barnes. Here's the inbound play. Out front, Foster. Back to the left point. Spurgeon left corner. Catch and shoot for a three. It's no good. Tip long, though. It's taken by Foster. He'll put it on the deck and drive in, and he got fouled on the drive. And that will put Eminence on the free throw line to shoot two. Coffin picks up his third foul. And now it'll be Mason Foster, who hasn't been real good at the line tonight. He is only 2 out of 5. First one here is good, though. He has 3 points in the quarter, all from the line. 14 points for the night. Next drive for Foster, good. 50-41. Out to the point. Eminence does not want to get any further behind than this. You can make up a little ground before the fourth. Here's a step back three at the point. That's off, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds. And we'll get a foul call against Alton. That'll be against Mason Simmons for pushing off on the rebound. So we'll walk to the other end. The point I was making was, you don't want to get any further behind than this because you expend so much energy trying to catch up in the fourth quarter. And by the time you get there, you're on E. Here's the free throw by Jet Spurgeon. Spins off. No good. One more try. Jet Spurgeon, a freshman. And it's up and good. I've been watching him play tonight, and it's just kind of, I didn't even think about the fact that he is just a freshman. He fits right in. Timeout, be a 30-second timeout. Not going anywhere. Gary Lee is over here to my left, and we'll have basketball here tomorrow. What time is the first game tomorrow, Gary? 1:30, and that will be the loser of this game against Kabul, correct? Okay, so 1:30 will be our first broadcast tomorrow. And we'll go from there. Should be some really good matchups tomorrow, actually. I didn't get to see Bunker in their 50-point win earlier today. Get to see him tomorrow, though. Here's what we've got. 1:39 to go in the third quarter. It's an 8-point game, 50-42. And it's Alton basketball. Coffin out on the right wing. Simmons will pull it outside. And now to the point guard, Caden Willard. He's been very good here tonight. Down the key, hook pass to the corner, open shot. Simmons, three, and good. That shot hit the rim, went straight up, and came back down through the basket. Half-court trap by Alton. Mays to the right corner. Fakes the shot there, double team, bounced it back outside. Mays shoots a three ball, and that's off the mark. Tipped off the rim, and no good. Alton comes back up the floor. Holtapple, baseline, 10-foot jump shot, left hand, no good. Ball comes into the hands now, Brendan Barnes. Long up the floor, bad pass, turnover, imminent. They haven't done much of that here tonight, only the fifth turnover on Eminence. But it's an 11-point game now. In the front court, Jacob Ruddy. On the left, it gets to Holtapple, top of the circle, back out. Near the timeline now, Caden Willard. Willard dribbles near the sideline. They're playing for one shot. 20 seconds. Simmons drives the lane. Bounce pass across. Pump fake goes up. Got foul with 8.7 to go, and that'll put the Comets on the free throw line. Mason Foster's third foul. First free throw for Grant Coffin is no good. Grant Coffin tries another, and it's good. I like to see Grant Coffin in football pads. That looked pretty good, I tell you what. Here at the point, here's a three ball, no good by Virgin, and that's the end of the third quarter. Eminence led by one at the half, and after three, they trail by 12, 54-42. Back for the fourth in 1 minute on the Fox.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
.54-42 is the score as we head now to the pivotal fourth quarter. It'll be Alton basketball at midcourt starting the fourth. Caden Willard out there with Sharp. And now Willard gets loose in the lane, puts up a wild driving shot. No good, but he got fouled on the drive. I'd say Alton, maybe too, is a little more physical team, which can kind of wear down an opponent. First free throw is good by Caden Willard. One more to come. That was the third foul on Jet Spurgeon. And the next one is good. 56-42. Barnes out front. High post pass. Back it goes. Now Barnes penetrates. Far side in the corner. Catch and shoot for a three. Big shot. Good. Weston Mays with his first bucket since the first half. Big three there, 56-45. The Wings could use a couple more of those. Let's see what Alton does now. Catch and shoot for a three in the corner. That's way off the mark. Rebounded, though, by Ruddy. He puts it off the board. That won't go. Put back by Holzapfel. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Comets. It'll be Red Wing ball with 7-11 to play. Casey Yardley up on the sideline for Eminence. Bounce pass on the cut to the basket. Mays shot blocked away by Sharp. All kinds of contact, but that's it. Down the key. Here's Ruddy. Goes up. Stop. Plants. Shoots. Scores from 5 feet. Jacob Ruddy. Front court right corner. Barnes inside on the block. Shot is up. No good by Foster, but he got fouled and he'll shoot two. And that stops the clock. Corbin Tharp picked up his fourth. If Eminence ever got Tharp out of the game, they just ought to start pounding that thing. Put Miller at the elbow or down the low block and just let him go to work. And Foster makes the first free throw here. Foster again. And no good. Tharp with the rebound. 58-46. And there's a three ball drilled again by Caden Willard. He has 21 points. 6:25 left. 61-46. In the middle, Spurgeon catches, shoots a little floater with the right hand, good. The freshman, Jet Spurgeon, has 10 points. Down the key, Ruddy will force a shot from 10 feet. That's up and good. .63-48. Alton spreads the defense out, a little half-court trap. They're not really trapping the ball so much, but they're taking up a lot of space. On the wing, a catch and shot for a three. No good. And the pass up the floor on the break. Leading the way, the layup is up and good by Kendrick Seacrest. And a timeout on the floor. Getting away from the Red Wings, Alton leading now by the score of 65-48. And we're back in 1 minute on the Fox.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Well, the Alton Comets are in a really good spot right now. And Red Wings lose the ball on a turnover, and the Comets get in the front court, and it's turned right back over. Layup at the other end, no good, but we're going to get possibly a goal 10 call as the defender slapped the backboard as the ball went up. So the basket counts. Oh, so it's going to be a bucket. The bucket will count by Spurgeon, plus on the goaltend, plus he was fouled on the play. Ruddy picks up his second foul, and now Spurgeon free throw is good. 65-51, still a long time left, 5:05. You never know. Out front. To the left, Willard has it. To the right wing. In the game, Connor Clay for the Alton Comets. At the free throw line, it's Ruddy. He cuts down, pulls up, shoots stem footer. No good. Ball will go out. It'll be saved. And now Jets Spurgeon, they've got numbers the other way. He'll take it all the way to the hole. Lays it up. No good. Got fouled. Holzapp will get fouled him in the act of shooting. And he'll shoot two free throws with the clock not moving. Free throw try is up and good. He's a lefty, and you can see from his release, he's a confident shooter. He about have to be a freshman playing out here. Starting. Next try, no good. Ball is going to be popped for, tied up, whistle, foul on the rebound against Eminence. And now we got a whistle. That will be the fourth foul now on Jet Spurgeon. Each team with three team fouls. Underneath baseline. Follow away shot. No good. Rims off. Connor Clay gets it. Puts it up. He out fouled. Stops it at 4:23. 65-52 now. Free throw shooter, Connor Clay. First try is no good. Back of the ball game, Morgan Ipock for Eminence. He'll give Braden Vincent a break. Next try is good. And we have a whistle. The throw is good. And a foul will be called on Holzapfel for Alton fighting for position on the rebound. So Connor Clay makes one out of two. 66-46. 42 in the corner. Here's a three. No good. Fight for it. Picked up by Ruddy. Now they'll lob it up ahead. Good pass. Holtapple all the way in. Lays it up. Too fast. Missed it. Now Brandon Barnes up the floor. And double dribble. Both teams have done a pretty good job. If you can play an entire basketball game, some of that depends on the speed that your team plays, but if you can play a game and have 8 turnovers or less, that ain't bad. The Comets have 6. The Wings have 6. Left corner, 3. It's up and good. Jacob Ruddy. As the Comets pile on, down the front court, at the elbow, pull-up shot, Spurgeon good. Jet Spurgeon from 14 feet. He's had a great second half. 69-54, and Spurgeon now, I believe, has 12 for the game. Down the key, here's a drive, ready again, no good, but a foul will be called. Boy, Alton is just attacking the basket, attacking, attacking, attacking. Jet Spurgeon just fouled out of the basketball game for the Ibanez Red Wings. We're going to see him a lot more in the next few years. Just a freshman. He leads with 16 points. The shooter now will be Jacob Ruddy. Speaking of having a good game, Jacob Ruddy's had a pretty good game. I've got him for 22 tonight. First free throw is no good. Next try is good. I miscounted. He's got 20. Still, not bad. At the point, Alton on the Ibanez Red Wings on offense in the right corner. Dribbling it out, Weston Mays back to the corner to Barnes. Lob over the top, take it to the hole. Foster up, no good, but he got fouled with 3:03 to play. That is correct. Jacob Ruddy has 20 points. And the free throw shooter here, Mason Foster for Eminence. First try, no good. Red Wing free throw shooting has not been up to code. One more try for Mason Foster, a freshman, and it's up and good. No one's going to want to play Eminence here in the next couple of years. I'll tell you that. Here's a foul at the defensive end, and Alton. Well, I cannot understand the PA system here. Logan Sullivan with the foul, his third. And first try, good. Is this? It is. Peyton Whalen, the free throw shooter. Second attempt is good. 72-55, 17-point game. Eminence led by 1 at the half. Whalen out front, chases, and now a foul's going to be called. Whalen just grabbed him while ago like he was trying to get a foul called. Didn't get it. Peyton Whalen. First foul, first free throw, good. Morgan Ipock. Good again. Morgan Ipoch, one of four seniors on this Eminence team, along with Logan Sullivan, Raheem Diaz, and Blaine Emier. Now at the other end, quickly back. Here's a drive and up and good. And once again, Kane Willer just outraced everybody down the floor. He's got 23. Right corner, pass down low, ball deflected off hands, out of bounds, turnover on Eminence. Eminence played the entire second quarter without a turnover. Alton has played the fourth quarter without a turnover, 74-57. Down the key, follow-away shot is short. Fight for the ball inside. This is Tharp. Offensive foul, and he just fouled out of the game. So Caden Tharp fouls out of the ball game. But he was very effective in the time he was out there. He finishes with 9 points. Mays inside, step through, lays it up and around and good. Weston Mays has 7. 74-59, 2 minutes to play. Out front, hook pass to the baseline, tipped away, picked up in the corner. Waylon thought about it, now gives it back out to Kendrick Seacrest. Here's a three in the corner, way short. Ball tipped over, picked up by Waylon. Cross court pass. Coffin out to the point. 1:30 to go. Broadcast scheduled tomorrow. 1:30. Here's a drive up and around and good. Good penetration. Jacob Ruddy with another bucket. 76-59. 1:30, 3, 6, and 7:30 will be our game times tomorrow. So we'll have four of them. Shot in the corner is an air ball taken down by Alton. 1:05 to go. In the lane, wrap around to the outside. Ruddy has it. They're just going to hold it a little bit here, maybe. 55 seconds to go. But you'd be as well off just playing it straight with this much time. 45 seconds. Caden Willard has 23 points tonight. Penetration, bounce pass across, threw it away, out of bounds. 33.7. Eli Hyatt comes in the ball game for the Wings with Junior Robinson. Front court, right corner. Robinson out. To the left, circling back to the right, on the wing, to the point. Here's a pull-up shot, no good off the back iron. Off the miss that time by Junior Robinson. 5 seconds to go, this game is over. 76-59, final score. A 30-second timeout, and we'll recap this final game from day one of the Cabool Holiday Tournament, 30 seconds on the clock.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
We come back, the final score again, the Eminence Red Wings and Alton Comets in a really good game up till the half. It was 30-29. Eminence had a one-point lead, and it all went to pieces in the second half for the Red Wings as they go down by 17 points. Scoring in the ball game, we'll pick it up first four. The Alton Comets, what a good 1-2 punch they had tonight from Caden Willard and Jacob Ruddy. They combined for 45. Caden Willard had 23. And for the Eminence Red Wings, their leading score was 17. Pair of freshmen, Mason Foster had 17. Jet Spurgeon had 16 points. And others who scored in the ball game included, first of all, for Alton, Connor Clay had 1. Kendrick Sechrist had 5. 1 for Grant Coffin. 4 points for Jaron Holzapfel. 2 points for Peyton Whalen. 9.9 for Corbin Tharp, who really played well. 3 for Mason Simmons, and 2 for Eli Simmons. For the Eminence Red Wings, other than Foster's 17 and Jet Spurgeon's 16, they got 11 points from Brendan Barnes, also 7 points from Weston Mays, 6 points from Braden Vincent, and 2 from Morgan Ipock. So the final again, Alton wins it 76-59. Our broadcast scheduled tomorrow at 1:30. It will be Eminence going up against Kabul. And then we'll have a 3 o'clock game, and a game again, and these will be in the winner's bracket, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 7:30. So, for Gary Lee, Dylan Groves in the studio, Harlan Hutchison, the final again in Game 8 of Day 1, Alton 76, Eminence 59, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 on the Fox.
You've been listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle, County Fuel, Town and Country Supermarket, Shelter Insurance, Sea Agent Norm Hollis in Alton, Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey and Sons Drilling and Pump Service.
We need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Hey everybody, Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. We've got some warm temperatures right now, but don't get too comfy. That's going to